Area 54. Elevator music from hell.
Maybe I'll become the person you wished I was before you ever met me.
Listening to the hip sounds, the now sounds of Area 54.
Y'all ain't from around here, are you? Where you boys trying to get to? The swamp. All right. Down this road right here. You go down this road here. You go down a ways and you come up on. And you come to some crossroads. Keep going.
Mike with the Area 54. That was Buzu Bayou. Believe it or not, these guys are German. Song's called Keep Going. This is off the album Dust My Broom. Cut Copy before that. The song is called That Was Just a Dream. It's off their album Bright Like Neon Love. MGMT, the song called Little Dark Age. And then one from the Avalanches. New album's called We Will Always Love You. And we put a song called The Divine Chord featuring MGMT. And I said, you know, the Gorillaz, they have the Lost Chord. Now Avalanches have the Divine Chord. I guess that's kind of maybe a 2021 theme, huh? Something about chords?
I don't know. I think maybe. But Johnny Marr, maybe he's playing the Divine Chord in the background of this song.
Ah, of course. Johnny Marr, he always plays Divine Chords,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
They just told him, make us a Divine Chord, Johnny. He yeah. did it.
And he said, boy, hell, I know just the chord. Manatee Commune before that did a song called PDA, and we start off the whole set with Joris Voorn. I assume this guy's Dutch, Mike.
Yes, he is.
Too Little, Too Late. It's featuring Underworld on vocals. It's off the album 4.
It's interesting that he the song could have been an Underworld song. He just wrote it for Underworld with them in mind, I think.
Yeah.
Same with the Avalanches, though. We've talked about this. It's like the songs in this album that they have a guest vocalist, they wrote the songs for those artists. It's like the one with Perry Farrell.
That's a great song.
The Tricky song could be a Tricky song. Could be off of Max and Quay or whatever those albums.
What you're saying is you think that they actually wrote the songs beforehand with the vocalists in mind.
Yeah.
Or maybe they collaborated with the vocalists to write the songs.
Maybe.
I after listening to this album, you know, I think it is different than their other stuff. It's really, you know, it reminds me of that kind of deep... you know, it's kind of a feely music, like a Mint Royale, but then also they kind of have the Gorillaz sound to them too as well. You know, I mean, David Albarn has definitely taken the Gorillaz that mellow stuff that they do, and the collaborations they do is a lot like those guys as well.
I don't hear the Gorillaz in there myself.
But. Just as far as the arrangements and how they've kind of approached it, I feel like the Gorillaz do with their guest vocals. They sometimes approach their music that way too, with people in mind.
The interesting thing about this Avalanches album is that there are so much texture and layers in these songs. Because I was listening to this album on my headphones, and I was like, they have they do channel stereo separation.
There's
different sounds in my left side and the right side. You're not going to hear if you're listening to it in the car, or just listening to it casually at home or on your little, you know, Bluetooth speaker. But it's like, this is headphone music. These guys spent so much time putting this album together.
Well, with Perry Farrell, you told me the other day to listen to it on the headphones, and I listened to that Perry Farrell song through the headphones, and it was mind-blowing. And, of course, the collaborations are amazing. We're going to play later on in the show. We got a song lined up with the vocalist from Weezer. I can't remember his name. But you could tell it's Weezer. Only way I could tell it was Weezer... was when they told me. They spoon-fed it to me, and I was like, God, I recognize that voice, but it just doesn't sound like the Sweater song. We'll play it. We'll pull that out a little later.
All right, but we got something else queued up right now that we're going to go into by The Knox, a song called Brazilian Soul. It's Tim Michael with Area 54.